Diary Fragment. Wellington, New Zealand, August 1893. Sabbath, August 12th. Elder Israel was absent, visiting other places, and trying to build up those who were weak and ready to die. I met with the few in Sister Israel's home. The room was quite full. The Lord gave me words of comfort and encouragement for those present. Sister McAlpin was present. Some weeks before, one of her sons died without hope, and the mother mourns over her son day and night. She bore her testimony and said the words reached her case, and she had been so disconsolate that she thought she could do nothing else but mourn. We had an excellent meeting. The presence of the Lord was in our midst, and His comfort and balm were being applied to the wounded and bruised souls. After the meeting closed, she poured out her sorrows and wept. I asked her how she could properly do her duty to her remaining living children when she was feeling to charge God with unkindness and cruelty to thus bereave her of her children. She said she was so weighed down, so agonized in spirit, that she scarcely knew what she was about. This young man was a lover of pleasure more than a lover of God. He was wild, sowing his wild oats. He exposed himself to get wet and took no care of his health until it was too late. The reckless course of action brought about the sure result. Abused nature could not endure the reckless course of action, and the life forces gave way, and death was the result. Now the mother mourns over her son, whose record is closed for eternity, and she cannot possibly do her duty to her family. Her heart is filled with murmuring and repining and sadness and grief, and she sees no light. Two beautiful young girls, about 12 and 14 years old, were present at the meeting. Here is the mother's work, to be a wise instructor of these dear children, bringing peace and the knowledge of Jesus and the truth into their hearts, and fashioning their characters that they shall not be surprised by sudden death, but be prepared for the judgment. The life of this sister has been a continual struggle in fruitless, misdirected endeavors, the life forces weakened, the heart saddened by discouragement, and having to work at cross purposes at home. Nothing but a right hold from above, looking steadfastly unto Jesus, can bring relief. All the pursuits, all the life work, must be remodeled, and the disappointed, hopeless one must place herself under the divine, infallible guidance of the living oracles. Then a change will come. Influences which have retarded spiritual progress will be counteracted by the Holy Spirit. But there must be a movement by the living agent in the right direction. She must place herself in the channel of light. The sanctification of the Spirit comes not to the soul who is living in transgression of God's law. Could our Sister McAlpin and all sisters in like circumstances only view matters in the right light, all would see that there must be with them a training, a discipline of character, that through learning of Jesus, His meekness and lowliness is attained. The character develops a compactness and solidity, and experiences that earnest growth in grace unto the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus, a growth derived from looking unto Jesus and practicing the virtues and fixedness of purpose and singleness of heart which His example gives us. Obedience to the expressed will of God becomes the highest incentive. The eternal interest of the soul is involved in our earnest cooperation with the divine will. The Word of God is not yea and nay, but yea and amen. There is to be no doubting, no wavering. I entreated of this sister to let the Word of God abide in her, to treasure it up in her heart as a priceless treasure. God can bestow no better gift than the expression of His own wisdom.